This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have a special edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia
live,
featuring Iowa Sam coming up at the bottom of the hour. And let me give you an update. That's going to be a lot of fun. You definitely want to keep it locked.
Update, uh-oh.
Rob, Philadelphia, I mean, look, obviously you had a whole half of basketball to play. It was relatively close. What was it, a 5-point lead, I think, the Hawks had at halftime? But Philadelphia has come out on fire.
Wow!
They've scored the first 12 points of the third quarter. They're up 59-51. It's early. It's like 2 minutes in. But the man who made – I like to think I had something to do with this. Because is it just a coincidence that – I don't know, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever, after he is named to Broussard's Fab Five, Seth Curry comes out of the locker room and goes bananas? I think not. Seth Curry dropping bombs.
Where was he in the fourth quarter the other night? Oh, I'm sorry.
He had 36 points.
I know, but there was a couple of shots that he needed.
He hit that last bucket for him. I mean, he did his part. But he's got 17 points now. He's leading the Sixers. He's saying, Embiid, if you can't do it. Simmons, if you can't do it. Tobias, if you won't do it, I'll do it. I'm a Curry.
No, he's from Del Curry, who's that didn't win anything. So we'll wait and see. I'm
all
just
right.
saying.
Hey, I picked Philly to win tonight. What'd you pick? Did you pick, Rob?
I picked Atlanta. I got Atlanta tonight. I just what is it? They're only down by 8 in their building.
Yes, it's
yeah, it's a good long way to go.
Trae Young is balling. That he's a baller, man.
But this is your moment. Looks like he's got the heart. You know what I mean? Like they know this is their moment. This is a fifth seed that wasn't expected to be where they are. So if they don't capitalize, the chance of them going to Philly and winning aren't good.
He had 20-7 in the first half. He's a baller. So we have not seen the last of him by any stretch. All right, let's get to this
serious
Michigan
topic.
Story. Yeah, Rob G, you want to introduce this?
Yeah, please.
Can you do this?
I could try. I mean, there's a lot going on in Michigan, as you guys know. Now,
man.
Last week, I think Rob even wrote a column about this. Bo Schembechler, the legendary coach, one of his sons and a couple of other players allege that there was some misconduct, to say the least, involving a team physician.
Sexual harassment by a team physician.
I didn't want to get too graphic.
No, let's say what it is, because there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
And if you want to get the details, you can look it up. I'm not going to go into it, but it is pretty dark.
Get off the mic, Rob. Let me explain this. Let me explain this thing. You get ready for next Friday. That's all I'm
saying. Is that why the schedule's blank?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Will it be a surprise?
I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
But I'm going to say this. Here's the deal. Bo Schembechler, Rob, he's more than a legend. The football facility, I've been there. My daughter went to Michigan. I went to the football facility. It's called Schembechler Hall, isn't it, Rob?
Yep.
They got a statue of him out on the in front of it. It's like this beautiful museum / football facility. I think it's the locker rooms, everything, whatever. So anyway, his stepson or adopted son, who Bo adopted when the kid was like 5, he came out and accused the longtime Michigan team doctor of sexually harassing and abusing him when he was a child.
Yep, he was 10 years old getting a physical.
Right. And according to reports, well, this is out. Rah, 850 people have followed suit.
Yep.
There are 850 people in total alleging that this doctor sexually harassed them or abused them, sexually molested them during physicals and other things.
There's one player, Chris, who said it happened to him 45 times. That's how many times the doctor touched him.
45 times.
And it's 3 years at Michigan.
The son said that he told Bo about it the first time it happened when he was 10 years old. And that Bo got mad at the son. And the mother, Bo's wife, was upset with Bo and went to the athletic director. The athletic director was going to fire the doctor,
Robert Anderson, fired him.
And Bo Schembechler got him reinstated as the team physician. And now today, the news today is that more than 100 former members of Schembechler's Michigan football teams signed a letter this week defending his reputation and defending him against the allegations are this. He obviously did not molest anybody, but the allegations are that he knew that not only had his adopted son been molested by this doctor, but that several players, I mean, it's 850. So several people and players had also been abused by this doctor, and he did nothing. He kept him on his staff. And these players are coming out today with a letter defending Bo Schembechler. Rob, go ahead.
I have a hard time with it. I really do. Chris, if you want to put out a statement about Bo Schembechler and who he is and, you know, to you or whatever, that's fine. But this whole idea, this is why molesters and people get away with this stuff, because people try to shame the victims and make them feel like something's wrong with them. And the undertone of the whole thing is, it's just a money grab. It didn't happen. It didn't happen to me, so I don't know how it happened to you. And they just don't know. I really feel bad for people to go out there when over 800 people, and Chris, what we've learned about abusers like this, child molesters and abusers, is the only way they stop is when they get caught. That's why we hold the people who find out about it, you know, they're almost as bad as the actual guy. Almost. From the standpoint of, had Bo fired that guy, he could have saved a lot of other kids from experiencing the trauma that they have probably gone through, right? I mean, that's why you can't do this and turn the other way. Joe Paterno, one of his coaches came in and said, they hear Sandusky having sex with a boy in the shower. He never called the police. He never questioned Sandusky. How, Chris? So this whole notion that because it didn't happen to you, it's not possible that it happened, is false. And they have no more evidence than the people who are making the claim. I get it. Bo's dead. That doesn't mean your legacy's sealed, Chris. What have we done in this country with the Confederate generals and whatnot?
Right.
Right? Oh, you Good can't point. Take their Good statues because that happened years ago and they're dead now and they can't stand up for themselves. Hell, we can.
No, you're right. You're right, Rob. I agree with you. And first of all, and you know this, look, victim shaming is shameful.
It is.
Especially when you don't know. Now, if you know the so-called victim is lying or that it's not true, that's one thing. They should be shamed if they're making up a story. But when you don't
know.
If
they should go to jail if you find out that they're lying.
This would be, that'd be terrible to besmirch somebody's reputation falsely. But when you don't know, you know how hard it is for someone to come out when they've been abused.
Chris, these are grown men who are 60-some-odd years now.
Especially men. And it's tough for women, too, because women, they're not believed a lot of times and all that. And for men, it's more of a macho thing, right? These are football players. Do you want to admit? You think a man wants to admit that he was sexually abused? If a dude went to jail and got raped in jail, you think he's coming out telling everybody?
No. That's the last thing he would tell
He's taking
anybody.
That to his grave. You know what I'm saying? And so it is for men to come out, football players, to say this, that you got to respect that and you got to at least be like, hey, it could be true. And here's what look, if you played for Bo Schembechler, maybe worked with Bo Schembechler, had a great relationship with him, nothing but respect for him, you can come out and say, I'm not going to get mad at you if you come out and say, look, I played 4 years for Bo Schembechler. I have nothing but love for the man. I have nothing but respect for him. I think he's a great coach and human being. I never saw anything of the sort. And I personally, I would be shocked if he knew something like this was going on and did nothing about it. If you say that, I'm fine. But you can't go but so far, right? Once you go to, there's no way.
Right.
That Bo Schembechler would have heard something like that and let it go. You've crossed the line.
Because you don't know that.
Because you just don't know. And Rob, there are people whose spouses, they don't know what their spouses are doing.
And they sleep next to them every day.
They sleep with them in the bed every night. They see them every day. They go to church or whatever with them every weekend. They talk with them every day. They live with them, and they don't know.
I know.
That the person might be cheating or living a double life or something like that.
Or doing something terrible, Chris.
Yes.
100%. And that's the part where people got to be very careful. Because you don't know. You really don't. And And am I saying all 800 are not lying, Chris? I don't know, but that's a big number to act as if nothing happened. And we saw at Michigan State, remember Dr. Nasser?
Larry Nasser, yep.
Larry Nasser, who molested all the gymnasts and the Olympic team, Chris, left and right. This is not some, oh my God, I never heard this before. This has been going on.
Right.
This ain't out of left field.
Yeah, you're right. And
it happened at Ohio State, too. Didn't they have an issue there with a doctor? Yes.
It's just like the point we're making is you don't know. You can support. I'm going to say this, Rob. I would not have signed it. If I had known Bo and whatever, it depends on how far it's going. Would I sign or maybe? I probably wouldn't even sign anything. I would, if I'm asked, right? I'll say, look, I had no issues with Bo. All I saw was good stuff, whatever. But I would not sign anything. And I've been in positions where people have asked me to sign something that I may agree with. But I've been like, look, I can't be associated with this.
Right.
You know, if I'm a public figure, I can't be associated with this. I don't want to put my name on this, even though I may agree. I don't agree with everything y'all about. Whatever. It's possible that you did. You know what I mean? That this goes the wrong way, and I can't be a part of that.
No.
And even people I know and like, you know? And so I don't care what your relationship with Bo was. I don't see how you can sign something saying he'd never do this because you don't know.
You don't know that. You don't know it. And, yes, think about this. People do some stuff, Chris, when their whole reputation and what they've built could come crumbling down? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you might do stuff. That's why. Everybody, for all the people who are sitting there, who would have told you, Chris, I always get the number wrong, that Bill Cosby would be in jail for drugging 60 women? Tell me you thought that was the case. America's dad? The Jell-O pudding guy? The clean comedian, Chris? Seriously. His wife, Camille, we know all about her.
Philanthropist.
So don't tell me, he gave Spelman College $10 million.
Very few people had a better reputation than
Bill Cosby.
You're right. Here's how good his reputation was, Rob. He was America's dad. As a black man.
No doubt about it. He had the number one TV show for 8 or 10 years. It was as big as you could get on television. Everybody loved Bill Cosby. When we were kids, Chris, the Cosby kids. And now he's sitting in jail.
Fat Albert. Yep.
Yes.
No, and he berated other comedians for being dirty. Or at least criticized
them. Yes.
You know, his comedy was clean and all that. All right. We're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the Bo Schembechler supporters at Michigan make a mistake by signing that letter pushing back against those heinous allegations? Your turn to win with The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I got one word for y'all. Iowa.
Ridiculous.
That's my man Iowa Sam in the crates on a funky Flashback Friday. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And the question we threw out for you callers, 877-99 on Fox. You got issues with this letter that 100 people signed in support of Bo Schembechler, the late Bo Schembechler, legendary coach at University of Michigan, saying he never would have turned a blind eye to sexual abuse under his watch. Because that's what he's accused of doing by his own son.
And Chris, there's a quote floating around from Bo Schembechler's book where he basically berates any company, and he mentions Enron. This is how long ago. You remember the energy company that went under.
Yep, scandal.
Right, had the big scandal, Enron. Matter of fact, the Astros' first field, that new stadium was called Enron Field in the beginning. And Bo said, anybody who's running, who's in charge, they have to know what's going on. They can't act like they don't. Like, it is such
And it's even more so in big-time college football
basketball. You can't tell me that these coaches don't know what's going on, Chris. They know who's chasing the girls, who's in trouble, who's smoking weed.
Rick Pitino. I didn't know my assistant was giving the money for this and that. Come on, man.
He's a grad assistant. He's paying for prostitutes. Come on, Chris. It's just not possible. All right, let's go to Patrick in Baltimore. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Patrick?
Hey, Chris and Rob. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm totally against these folk pushing back. I get that, you know, you could have had a positive experience with Bo Schembechler, but come on, y'all. We got to be real. Human beings are fallible.
Yes.
We all make mistakes, and we all have our penchant for doing the wrong thing with it in whatever area that may be. And so just because he was a public figure, just because he was a good football coach and all that, but it does not mean that he didn't turn a blind eye. It doesn't mean, and a lot of these persons that are geniuses in one area of their lives, oftentimes they have a very a difficult flaw in another part of their life.
That does happen.
It happens often, Patrick. You are spot on that. And we've seen it. We just talked about Bill Cosby, didn't we, Chris?
Right.
We just talked about somebody of that caliber who everybody revered. Everybody. Right. Who didn't like Bill Cosby?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, Rob. You're absolutely right. And sometimes people cover up, like they do something that's really great. And I don't mean just an achievement, but, you know, they're philanthropic.
Right.
Or they really help a group of
people
or they're charitable or whatever to cover up some real heinous the flaw that they have. And so, I mean, you just, unless you know for a fact, you just gotta be quiet about it.
How about Jupiter in Arizona? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jupiter?
What's up?
So your first name is really Jupiter?
Or nickname?
Jupiter Johnson.
I like that, man.
Now,
you should have been a football player with a name like Jupiter Johnson. Why receive?
I was just wondering, though, if you two know what decades these players are from that signed the petition, and does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're from Bo was coached for a long time there.
Right.
So I'm sure there's a lot of players. One of the most outspoken guys.
In the 80s? Did he stop? In the 80s, I think.
I can't remember.
But we'll get it. But why are you asking? Go ahead. Yeah. Give us, like.
Well, I was wondering because I know they have a really rich history, and I didn't really know much about Bo until this happened, right? So I was wondering because if there's 100 football players, they have such a rich history. You know, 100, maybe 1,000, you'd think would sign it, but they shouldn't. But when
he coached at Michigan. He coached at Michigan for 21 seasons.
Right. I mean, he coached a long time.
So that's 100 players per team. For 4 years,
and he stopped in 1989. So that's
close
to
1,000 players. Yeah. His last year, he's 69 to 89. So All right, Rob. Quickly, I just got to say this, and I do like Joel Embiid as a player. I think he's a great player. I think he's.
I can't call him the
best.
Yeah,
I can't call him the best because he does have some issues, flaws. But he's a phenomenal player. But I don't know if you saw it, Rob. John Collins from the Hawks caught an alley-oop from Trae Young.
Yep.
And dunked over Embiid. And he kind of like had his hand around Embiid's face when he dunked. And so he kind of, you know, he hit him in the nose or something like that, and he dunked. I get it. Okay, your nose is bothering you, whatever. Embiid's laying. He didn't fall to the floor.
Like he's on the tarmac of a plane, yeah, of a disabled plane. That's what he looked like.
Rob, he's laying on the floor. It's your nose, dude. Why are you laying on the floor? Let me tell these players something. It doesn't look good when you lay down on the floor or you fall out like you just got shot. And then moments later, you're back like nothing
right.
happened.
Right.
It makes you look soft. I'm just telling you. And Joel Embiid is strong as all get out, all that.
But
it makes
hurt, Chris,
you look soft. Right. If somebody hits me in the nose, I'm not about to lay on my back for the doctors to come out and look at my nose. I'm going to stand up and you're going to look at my nose.
If my leg is hurt and I can't stand
yes.
or put pressure, that's why. Otherwise, Chris, you would hop up
yes.
and then let them take a look at you. Or tell if they make me sit down on a chair, you know what I mean,
right.
to examine me. But you don't have to be sprawled out every time you get touched.
Right. Right. Thank you, Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we get to Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, let's have a congratulations, Mazel Tov, to Rob G and his wife. Rob,
yes.
How are you?
Thank
Six
you.
6 years of marriage, man. Yeah, congratulations.
It's actually, it's on Sunday, but it is Father's Day, so we're all jammed up that day. So we're going to celebrate it tonight after the show.
That is great.
Very nice.
Man.
Thank Where are you guys going to eat? Anywhere?
She picked some restaurant. I got it in my phone. I got to hit the navigation on the way after the show. So
six years. That's I only made five, man. So you're doing something.
Oh, one up on daughter. Rob Parker. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. You got a beautiful daughter. You guys are doing it, man. That's awesome.
Thank
That's
you, brother. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
I know it ain't easy,
we are happy
great.
For you.
Appreciate it.
We are happy for you. Yes.
Thanks.
All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's get to Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, but the Big A is off tonight. He's living the dream at home, so we had to do it with Iowa Sam filling in for him instead. And because Sam does actually watch sports, unlike Alex, we had to make these questions a little bit tougher.
We should have done
What are these young guys? None of them watch sports? What's going on?
I watch sports.
They didn't start watching sports until this century.
I know.
Well, that's where this could get tricky.
Nothing about the 80s and 90s.
Because the Clippers have a chance to close it out tonight in Game 6, we decided to make today's questions all Clippers themed. So we'll see how much Iowa Sam knows about the Clippers. I flipped a coin. Rob Parker gets to crack at question number one.
Because this first one is easy.
Here we go.
It's too easy. I was hoping I got that one.
Rob Parker, question one. Former Clippers number one pick Michael Olowokandi is arguably the biggest bust in NBA history, but he does have a great nickname. Folks affectionately called him the Blank Man. One word clue, Rob Parker.
Licorice.
Waiting on Chris here?
No, it's just you.
Just
Rob.
The Candy Man.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Come on.
That wasn't even a good clue, though.
What would you say for candy? Licorice is
Snickers.
Not candy?
Snickers.
He might say chocolate if you said Snickers.
Sweet. The Chocolate Man.
Okay.
Racist.
All right.
Here we go.
Say Chocolate Man. That's right.
Question number two. Rob Parker up 10-0. Chris Broussard, the Clippers' leading scorer in the 78-79 season at 28.9 points per game was Lloyd Bernard Free. But sports fans probably know him better as Blank B. Free.
All right, Iowa Sam. Globe.
Globe. Globe be free. World be free?
That is
there
correct.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
How do you get that on a bad clue like that from Chris?
That was a great
well,
What
globe,
would you have said?
World.
What were you going to say, Rob?
Synonyms,
Earth,
man.
Earth.
Earth. I would have got that too, I think.
All right, here we go. Question Earth number three. We're climbing up the tower.
I could have said planet. Planet be free.
It gets a little bit tougher. Rob Parker, here we go. The current radio play-by-play voice of the Clippers is the son of broadcasting royalty. His dad is Ian. This guy's name, though, is Noah Blank. Sam is dumbfounded right now. He's just staring blankly at the screen. He has no idea.
I got a good feeling about this.
All right, I'll think hard, okay? Here we go. bald eagle.
Hold on. He knew that.
No, he didn't.
I know I ain't eagle.
Off that weak clue.
Did you know Noah Eagle?
He knew it. He just said it. See?
All right, here we go.
Everybody knows when you say bald.
Thank you, Iowa Sam, for being honest. Rob's up here. Oh, I was sticking out his chest.
I'm liking these questions so far.
Iowa Sam's like, look, dude, I knew. I mean, you could have said elephant, and I would have got that one right.
Question number 4. Chris with a chance to tie it up. Fun fact, Dominique Wilkins actually played 25 games for the Clippers back in 94. And you know, Neek has one of the great nicknames in all of sports. He's known as the blank highlight reel.
All right, here you go, Iowa Sam. Mankind.
The human highlight reel.
That is correct. That should have made it harder.
And he had no idea of that one either.
He obviously knew that. I've heard that one too.
He obviously knew that.
Yes, he heard that. He heard that. And you know what I was going to say?
What?
What was I? My clue was going to be inhumane.
You would. He was.
Rob G.
Knew it.
That's almost cheating considering you used the word in the word, but it's okay.
Well, Rob has been known to cheat, so
what?
That's not beneath.
What was the other one? It was like both up.
Right. Ambi.
All right, back to Rob Parker. This is a perfect game going so far with Iowa Sam on Touch.
Because Iowa Sam knows all the answers. This only works for somebody that has no
clue about sports.
Like, all right, here we go, Rob. When Kawhi and PG arrived 2 years ago, the Clippers put out an interesting billboard campaign around town. Many took it as a direct shot at the Lakers. The slogan they used was blank lights over spotlights.
Road.
Street lights?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Oh,
okay.
Now, he didn't know that, Chris.
He knew
that one.
It.
I had to
he
think
knew.
For a second.
He didn't know that.
He didn't know that one. Come on.
That was not easy,
hip on Clippers.
You didn't have to know that.
You got
to,
you know, make your roads. You got to light them up. Street lights, you know.
Question number 6. Let's see if you can get this one. This is the toughest level, these last two. Chris Broussard, former number 3 overall pick, Benoit Blanc, is second all-time in Clippers franchise history for block shots.
All right, Iowa Sam, listen closely.
Okay.
Read that again, Rob G.
Former number 3 overall pick, Benoit Blanc, second all-time in Clippers franchise history in blocks.
This is a tough one.
Let's go. Jason
Franklin.
Smith is waiting.
Franklin.
You got 5 seconds, Sam.
Benjamin?
That is correct.
That's a terrible clue.
Do you actually know Benoit Benjamin?
Nope.
Okay.
Did you know that Iowa Sam?
No, but what's that game where you...
It was a great clue.
What's that game that people play at parties where you... It's not... It's got another name.
Taboo. Taboo?
Is that it? Or something like
that. Taboo.
Yeah.
Taboo.
I think I'm good at that. So.
I'm a taboo expert, so that was a great clue.
Okay.
He's known all of Rob's clues. If Sam, mine have actually...
If Sam gets this one, Rob Parker, you owe him some Odd Couple swag. Okay.
Yeah, I purchased it in the past.
That's right.
He's
a customer.
All right, here we go.
Loyal customer.
Former Clippers players Quinn Richardson, who's been on the show, and Darius Miles host a very successful podcast together. It's called the Blank Heads Podcast. Rob Parker, one word clue for the win.
Okay. Just read the last part.
One word, Rob.
Blank
you don't coach
heads
him.
Podcast.
Okay, I would say I'm think. Okay, here we go. Uncle. Read the whole name.
Horrible.
5 seconds, Sam. 4.
Uncle.
Three,
only way he gets this is if he knows.
Two,
Hoop heads?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
okay.
That was your worst clue.
No, it's not.
Sam,
when you hear the answer, you're going to be like,
Rob, here we go, Sam. I'm going to give you the clue. Here you go, Sam. Here you go. Fist.
Uh,
Five.
Hoop. Wait, I gotta, four, I gotta think. I gotta
look
think.
At the, look at the word. Hoop, what are you trying to have it go with?
One. Wait, wait. Okay, fist.
Give me time.
Heads. Fist, heads. That doesn't make sense. Hold on. Just give me a second.
Five. No, make got too much time.
Make a fist right
hit
now.
Hit the buzzer.
Make
nope,
a fist and look at it.
No.
Buzzer.
Punch heads.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Go ahead, Rob.
My
go
perfect
ahead
game.
No swag for you.
The
go ahead,
Blank
Rob
Heads podcast. The previous clues were fist, and I don't remember what Rob's was.
Rob was uncle.
Uncle. Uncle.
How about this? No,
I don't even get that one.
How about
and I know
this
the answer.
Buckle.
Oh, knucklehead.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Rob Parker wins.
Yes. Yes.
No, Rob stole my, he stole my strategy.
No, I did not.
I don't think that's fair. He stole my strategy.
Where's my music? I won.
Rhymes. All right, I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh,
keep it locked.
Look at
that. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.